This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
On today's episode, we talk about human skipping stones, Jason's patented technique to avoid cheek bites, which is still ridiculous to this day. We're talking about being pitched an MLM, which is just the worst. And, of course, there is a draft. And what's in today's draft? Well, is Disney characters to start a podcast with. Tell your friends about the podcast. Seriously, pause right now, text a friend, text two, and then listen to the show.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A flap, a twap, a bleepity bop, boop, boop, boop,
oh, so close.
I blacked out.
It was so close, man.
I just tried to let it come to me, and then I was like...
And it was.
And it was coming to me, and then I was like, where am I?
The beginning was sensational.
You blacked out halfway through?
I blacked out, and then...
What comes to your mind when you black out? The word poop, huh?
Did that? Did I say poop?
Did you?
I definitely don't think did. I did.
Yeah,
I did?
You yes. did.
You said poop?
I did not.
You did.
You did.
Oh, well, the nice thing is it's recorded, so...
Then I blacked out, too.
Yo, thank you.
I mean, I was on such a voyage. Like, I was on the back of a unicorn, riding the rainbow.
And then you realize unicorns don't exist?
Well, no, and then the unicorn blacked out. He's plummeting through the air.
And then I just fell in a trash can.
It's, they say, psychologists say this, not me. I've read the studies, that...
Freud, right?
When you black out at the back, like a scat reveals your true character. So at the moment where it's pure improvisation, your deepest core fundamental parts of you come out in word form. And I heard poop.
I am blown away right now because
you don't know you said poop.
There's no chance. I didn't say poop. Now the sound poop might have come out of my mouth amongst a myriad of sounds that were just flowing.
Did you end like something with a P sound like a brap and then went to an oop?
Yeah, I think that's what probably happened. A brap poop. But we'll see. I'm going to guess that's going to be cut out and shared on social media. So
welcome into Spitballers, Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Brap poop.
For those, you know, of you not behind the scenes, I will say that there's never most of the time when Jason's told that it's his turn to do the scat, there's a terror, a fear, an apprehension, a hold on, wait a second.
I don't know how much you can see.
He seems super confident today.
I don't know how much you can see on the YouTube intro from the graphic to when it actually goes to the camera, but like we have these little boogie board things, and he was fanning himself.
Yeah, I thought that meant the scat would be hot.
Oh, that I thought it meant that too. So I need to fan harder.
All right. Well, we have Would You Rather Life Advice in a Draft on today's show. Next week, I've been told Liar Liar is coming soon.
But how can we trust that?
Right. It's a lie. The whole segment's built on lies.
I believe it. I think that's the truth.
Now, we beat you last time, right?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Still?
I will be watching 10 hours of Jeopardy every day until next week.
Yeah, and probably you need to join the FBI and be one of those like profilers too.
Ooh, can I get like a phone tap?
Because you need to be able to identify like a psychopath and
a liar.
I'm just
going to start Googling all of them.
Oh.
I've got this computer
right here. I mean, it's really blown me away that I have not yet cheated.
You can support the show. Join thespit.com. Let's get into some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
All right. Dangerous writes in. That's their name. Dangerous from the website. You are taking your family on a summer vacation to Maine.
Why?
Lobster. Would you rather
Again,
drive?
Why?
And be the only driver round trip, or fly but have to lay over in each state whose border you crossed?
Okay, we are in Arizona, so this is both a long drive and many, many, many layovers.
Can we guess how many states? That's got to be a 10.
You can. I'm going to look it up, though.
I'm going to guess a 10-state minimum.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it's more than that.
We have a 43-hour drive.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's a lot.
And I think you'd cross 12 state lines. It's just tough because can I cross over like a corner where I avoid, you know?
Oh, you mean right on the corner?
Yeah. Or do I have to now stop in?
I think that's
states?
Your worst strategy. So from Arizona.
Wait, what did you guess?
I don't even remember. I think it was
what
11.
Did you guess?
6, 7, 8.
I've got
9,
12
10,
by my
11.
Count.
I have 12.
I guessed 12.
It's 12.
But you were right. There,
you got to go New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont.
Oh, see, my map.
West Virginia, Maine.
My map has me going through Massachusetts and then just barely getting a little corner of New Hampshire.
That one would be annoying because you're right there.
Yeah.
You're like,
could have been 11.
We're done.
And yeah, then, I'm going to go ahead and drive.
Yeah, you have to drive. Stopping that many times will take you just as long as the drive.
How have we not reached the point? This is a question for the scientists. What's the deal with layovers, man? What's the deal? Why can I not get from point A to point B?
I get it.
In the year 2021.
Now, layover means an overnight stay.
Oh, it
does?
Oh,
that's even worse.
Wait, yeah. I didn't think
I
it
was
meant...
just thinking of us. No. No, a layover can be a couple hours.
That counts too?
Yeah. That's a layover.
Yeah.
So that just means that
so you're saying you just have to stop.
Switch planes, yeah. Basically.
Or just land.
That's 24 takeoffs and landings.
Have you ever done the...
I have never done where you land and stay in the plane and then go again, but I've left planes where people are on. They're like, if you're going to Oklahoma, stay on the plane. It's like...
You're saying, why can't we go point A to point B no matter where?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's just
24
money.
Takeoffs and landings, even if they were successive and there was no waiting. I don't think I want to do that more than driving.
Because the takeoff and the landing, those are the bad parts of a flight. Like once you're cruising...
Cruising is the marshmallows and the Lucky Charms. Like, the takeoff and landings, those other oat pieces.
You get, sometimes you hit some turbulence, which is not so much, flying is not my favorite thing in the world, but, you know, desperate times, like, if you got to get somewhere, you got to fly. But it's the takeoffs and the landings. That's when I've got the noise-canceling headphones on.
This is not happening.
I am in... the astral plane as much as I can be.
Are you doing scats in your head while that happens?
Oh no, I'm in full.
I'm
hitting a mantra just over and over. I'm doing my alms.
Now
not
I know you get a little
die.
Bit. You get
not
a little bit
yes.
nervous
yes.
on planes as well, right, Andy? Or
I get more like motion sick than I do nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not as nervous. I mean, look, I was offered the opportunity to be in one of those little like 4-seater Cessnas. And I was driving to work today, and we're near.
But you wanted to live.
I wanted to live.
I choose life.
I've already made the decision. I'm like, if I get offered this again, I'm rejecting it.
Oh.
And it's on. I'll say this when my kids are older.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with. Because the
he
truth is.
He doesn't trust his wife.
That's how you're living on the edge. It's not like I'm going to go skydiving. It's no, I'm going to ride in a small plane.
I drove to work today, and one of those small Cessnas, we have an airport right next to here, Deer Valley, the small one, and it went right over my head, and it must have been, I mean, it felt like it was right there, and that is a tiny piece of metal flying through the sky. I don't know how in the world they take off and land them. I know that if they just mess up a little bit, I'm gone.
Every single time that I have seen, like, you got that invite maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I mean, it's
to
beautiful
go off and fly
when it
over
goes
the Grand
right.
Canyon. It looks great. I saw the pictures. But every single time since that moment, when I drive to work, it's like every single time I'm seeing one of these tiny
prop planes.
And what are your
thoughts? Are you hopping in one of those?
Oh, no, man. I just like that thing looks like it was built in the 50s.
And see, the opportunity I had, there's one pilot and three passengers.
That small.
That one pilot has an issue. We're back to the beginning of Spitballers. How likely are you to be able to land a plane?
So I'm fine, but I don't know about you guys.
My goal is, I guess my goal, if that person, if the pilot goes down and it's everybody else doesn't know how to fly, your goal is to crash that plane properly. Because people survive plane crashes in those small planes.
That's how Launchpad always does
it. So your goal is to crash elegantly.
I would set my goal higher. I would set my goal on a landing, and then
you
I would
think you could land it?
No, but if that's my goal, then I could survive a crash. If your goal is crash, you're probably doing it worse than you think.
Would you go water?
If I had water available, I would go water.
Really? Over the land?
I think so. I think I would. I think it would be a softer landing,
Let
and
me
I'm
ask
probably
you
wrong.
Is there a way that you could kind of, this is a theory, a pilot theory, because I'm so smart.
Okay.
You're going and you're about to land on the water, mm-hmm. about 20 feet up.
Pull up.
Can you open the door and leap out?
Oh yeah, you can. Of
just
course.
From 20 feet up.
Well, you could jump out from 5,000 feet.
Do whatever you want.
Well.
There's no locks on the doors.
But what's most likely to kill me? That strategy or actually going into the water with a plane?
That strategy.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Jumping out of the plane at a low.
No, at like 15 feet.
But okay, it doesn't
you're
matter.
Dead.
You're still your body when you, however fast, this is physics now.
Yeah, all right.
However fast the plane is going and you jump out, that is now how fast your body is going. So if you are going.
Fair, and it's
going
to cut me, the water's going to cut me in half.
No, you're going to skip like a stone, but you're going to leave your flesh in the water.
Right. That
you're
is.
Just gonna, oh, by the no. end, you'll just be a skeleton, an orc.
Sinking into the water.
I skip across the whole lake, and by the end, there's just bones?
That's exactly what would happen, scientifically speaking. I think
that seems more painful than the quick death.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm buckling tighter. I'm tightening my safety belts call those. Andy is removing them. Going, I got this. I got this. I got a great idea. I thought you were going to say when you're like 15 feet down, you like pull up to like maybe, you know, so you don't come in too hot. You know,
well, I'm certainly trying not to come in extra hot.
Yeah. But he's like, no, I'm jumping.
I would not recommend jumping out.
Imagine if the pilot did that and the three of you were
you'd still be better off than the pilot.
Pilot's like, okay, everyone remain seated.
I'm out of here. Whoop.
He just leaps out.
I got a dinner to attend.
You're definitely going to make it.
Don't worry about it.
Also, what's that over there?
All right, let's move on. I think we've established we don't want to go up and down 24 times. We're all driving to Maine.
Oh, there was a question there.
Yeah, we're driving to Maine, though, right?
Yes, and also it's a summer vacation, which means we get to go from melting outside in Arizona to
melting.
I would imagine that Maine feels pretty nice in the summer.
All right, Brett from Twitter, would you rather bite your cheek or burn the roof of your mouth with an exploding pizza roll?
That's a great question because we've all experienced both of these. We hate both. There's none of these are like, yeah, that's not too bad.
Right.
I can't remember
I don't mind a
real bad roof.
Oh,
mouth roof!
Really?
You have not eaten hot enough pizza.
So yeah, that it's really
always
is.
The cheese.
But it's
got to
be a microwave thing that surprises you, right?
No, I've gotten.
You can burn the roof of your mouth on like a
just a regular slice of pie. Yeah, but
how
it
are
is,
you eating it? Like
no, what happens is you take a bite and it's hotter than hot. You didn't realize it, and then when you go and you take it back out of your mouth, guess what stays on the roof of your mouth? The cheese has become your gum, and it is eventually it will rip off, and that is what shreds the roof of your mouth with the burn.
So how long does it take to recover? Can you get can you get a third degree?
You can get a solid burn. It's not going to be there forever, but it's definitely multiple days. Where, to be fair, if you bite your cheek,
that's a multi-day.
That can be a multi-day. Sometimes
that can be
that
a multi-week thing.
Sometimes that's a multi-weeker.
The old canker sore.
If you hit it again.
Which you do, and you will. you got to learn your lesson for a couple of days, and then you got to take the next few days just going.
Just
like,
eating on the other side of your mouth.
Do you do that? I'm just wondering, because this is my strategy. If I've got like the bite on the inside of the cheek, let's say, I like blow my cheeks out.
Nope,
like a chipmunk
I don't do that.
Hold on.
To close my teeth to make sure I'm not like biting it.
And then you eat like that for multiple
days? No, you can't eat like that. I'm just saying like all the time. because it's not just when you're eating that you bite your cheek. I feel like I'm alone here. I feel like looking around
the
room.
You should feel that way.
I am
taking you very seriously, and I'm trying to figure it out. I just have never, ever heard of this
you did
in
say
38
like a chipmunk,
years of,
right?
of living.
Yes, look, I've just improved your timeline for cheek bite recovery, okay, because it gets your cheeks out of the way.
Wait,
anytime you're going to close your mouth.
Every bite?
No, not when you're eating.
Just initial clamp down.
Just like you're just... Yeah.
You walk around with your cheeks puffed out?
No, I walk around with my teeth closed so that I can't bite my cheek. But before I close my teeth...
You're going to chuck like this?
This is the most... No,
what?
Don't take this the wrong way. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's literally the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Because if this is the stupidest thing, then all the other stupid things I've said...
Here's what you're telling me. You keep your teeth closed when you're not eating so that you don't bite your cheek. The only time I'm biting my cheek is when I'm eating.
Hmm. You've never been.
You bite your cheek just walking around?
Well, maybe not just walking around, but I've definitely not like. I've definitely bitten my cheek while not.
How? I want to play the scenario out.
Talking?
How are you doing?
Wait, talking?
Yeah, I might be talking and then bite.
You bite a lot while you talk?
How aggressively are you talking?
Look, I speak for a living, okay? I speak with authority.
Do you chew while you talk?
So wait, you're telling me you only bite your cheek when you're eating and no other time?
That's the only time I actually bite.
If you've got a, and now I'm not talking like the OG. The OG bite will always come while you're eating. But once you've got the lump, once you've got the, I feel like there's a better descriptive word.
The bit cheek.
The bit cheek. Yes.
The bit cheek.
Yes. Which that thing is surely a bit cheek, because it really gets in the way. But once you've got that, you've got to. I mean, it's always in the way, and not just when you're eating.
Look, the only way that hurts is if your teeth come together in a bite.
But
Mike, you're staying out of this.
Well,
you bite things other than when you eat.
Number one, I'm confused what eek did to you. Number two, no, your real bite. I mean. Like, there's other scenarios I could think of, but it's me, like, I guess I'm biting my nails, which
gum.
I shouldn't do. Yeah, but chewing gum, this is the same. You're biting. You're eating. I don't
Look,
I
Jason's
don't
hurt himself sitting in a chair, so I don't... I'm not surprised about this at all.
I want to know...
Yes, you're alone.
I want to know on Twitter, the people who know what I'm... If you have never puffed your cheeks out to bite, don't at me.
We're going to expand.
No,
but if you have, I want to know.
But you said that you can't do it while you're eating.
Sometimes you can, like, just to clear the area a little bit. But, I mean, it's hard
Producers,
to do that before.
You're shaking your heads. Do you do a lot of cheek biting?
He's on his own on this one.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay. There's five of us in the room. That's
bad.
That's bad.
That's bad numbers.
What was the question?
The question was burn the roof of your mouth or bite your cheek.
It's easily the cheek bite.
It's easily the cheek bite. I have a method to avoid it.
See, I mean, do the cereal cuts the top of my mouth thing too much.
That's very similar to a pizza roll.
Similar
burn.
Recovery?
Yeah.
The what burn is worse, though, for sure.
Agreed. But it's a similar,
The burn is a pure accident. The roof of your mouth with certain cereals is just a byproduct of loving that cereal.
Yeah, it was too good. Like,
so
I knew this hurt.
Then you're like, I can't go back to that cereal right now, or I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Neil's from Twitter. Not just one, multiple Neils.
Hey, what's up, Neils?
Would you rather always have to exit buildings through a window or walk into every glass door before being able to walk through? So you either get in and out of every window or you are hitting the glass one time.
Okay. Well, I see problem number one. Not every building has windows that you can crawl through. Like, for instance, I could not leave our office ever again. Unless you know what I mean? Like, so do I magically get to open a window everywhere?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. For this ridiculous question, yes. You have some kind of Midas touch.
It's going to be awkward, right? Climbing in and out of a window.
Yeah.
A little embarrassing, but not really more embarrassing than walking into the glass door every single time.
And that's
going to
hurt.
But you can make that a thing. That's your thing. That's, funny guy. Oh, look, watch, he's about to leave. Watch his funny thing. Bah!
Maybe for your friends and family, but what about the local Target or Walgreens?
And we've all seen...
You got to run at those suckers because they open. They try to get out of your way. You got to... No, I'm going to kamikaze!
We've seen the viral videos of people walking into glass doors.
Oh, they're so funny.
And
they're all idiots.
Oh yeah, they're all idiots. Number one, but there are the occasion where it's someone walking into it, and that thing just shatters.
Ooh, that would feel bad.
Like, you're doing that to like one out of what, every 30 doors or something.
But I know I'm gonna walk into this thing.
Like Shaq with the backboard.
So, yeah.
Really, the shatter situation is this person is confident there is no door there. They are, and they've got places to be. They're getting to their car ASAP and shattered the door. But I know I'm walking into this door.
Yeah, so but. Yeah, but if you know you're going to walk, it's still a walk.
Yeah.
It's not sliding up to it and then bonking my forehead. It's I am walking into the glass door.
Now, I'm thinking about different homes I've been in. There are, I would say, the vast majority.
You know, if you can't get out a window, chimney is also acceptable.
Okay, thank you. But what I was going to say is the vast majority of windows, they're at the very least, they're waist and up. Right, they don't go
and up.
I'm saying they don't go to the ground. Most windows do not go to the ground. So you are,
yeah, you're climbing in.
You are climbing.
Well, just put yourself in the situation of like, if you got into your car but you couldn't use the door. That's the level of climbing in that you're doing every
Jason
single time.
Jason climbing in and out.
Oh man,
the problem. Car window.
The problem is not the climb in or the climb out. The problem is
You. I get
once
it.
I'm in because I went head first. Getting around
you're, so you're
to
gonna
the
go
seating
ahead, you're
position?
Not gonna, you're not going to go leg in?
How would I possibly do that? I mean, I would. I've seen the videos where a guy runs and jumps legs in, maybe in my youth. But I would have to go head first, and I'm a big guy, and the steering wheel is there, and now I'm head first. To get around to a seated position would be 5 minutes of pure hilarity as I try to maneuver.
Just rolling.
I'm using the passenger seat.
You're just going to do like a full crocodile roll inside of the cabin.
I'm just going to have to rock and do like a 60-point turn to get my legs in the right spot. No, I'm walking into doors here, fellas.
Al Borland, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Should we do another would you rather? You want to move on to some life advice?
Let's do one more.
Okay, fine.
Why did you ask him then?
For the people.
Holt from Twitter, would you rather be trapped on a deserted island with someone who never speaks or someone who never shuts up?
Wow.
This is a question that people ask?
I guess for Mike, that would be...
No, I don't believe it. I know what Mike's saying. Mike would prefer to have someone quiet, not have the conversation, yada, yada, yada. But I don't believe you. I don't believe you in the situation of a deserted island.
Maybe
there is
the
no TV. Yeah, exactly. For the first day, for the first week. But you want someone to talk to. You don't have TV. You don't have a book to read. You don't have anything. Like, you might as well be stranded by yourself if you're on an island with someone that's not talking.
No, because you have someone to help you. That person is interested in survival, just like I am. So I have someone who is going to be interested in taking up some of the jobs. We got to figure out how to get a fire. We got to collect food. We got to build a shelter. If I am trapped with someone who never shuts up, sooner than later, I will be the only person who is trapped on that deserted island.
Now you need twice the food, Mike.
Well, I'll be eating a body.
Would you rather eat a body talk to someone?
Eat a body, obviously.
No question.
Talk to people.
Well, no. It's not just talk. It's someone who never shuts up.
Is there a way? Hold on. Look, this show has life advice on it right now.
Yeah.
But we never. Look, we help the people, but maybe we need to help Mike.
We need to help each other.
Maybe sure. We need to.
People aren't.
Your enemy.
Your enemy. Uh-huh. And their words aren't.
You haven't met very many
people.
And
their words aren't poison.
Oh, you again, you haven't met very many
and,
people.
And being nice to other people, talking to them, having care and concern for them, wondering how their day is going. These are all good
things.
Those
are good things.
These are good things.
Those are good things.
These are
They're
good,
not
good
bad
things.
Things. Those
you
are bad
could be
things.
One of the people that value those things.
I care how my friends' days are going. I just
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I check in on my friends. Have I not checked in with you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh,
well
no.
Played.
Dang.
Well played.
We lost this Spitballers episode.
Oh, we lost
Andy
it.
And I lost this Spitballers episode.
Oh, dear goodness.
We just got.
We got it bad.
By friend of others, Mike.
No, he's not our,
fantasy
he's
hitman,
not
right?
Our friend.
Well,
all these years.
Oh, and the truth shall set you free.
Oh, oh my goodness! I feel like Mike wins everything.
Oh yeah, I mean we yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
There we go. It all makes so much sense.
Turn the air down.
Yeah, we're going to need a little cooler in here.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, there is nothing left to say there. Let's move on.
Spitballers to the rescue.
All right.
We're going to need some life advice.
Oh, we are. What are you doing? One of your closest friends is not your friend. Help. All right. Joey from Twitter has a very important question. Let's get serious.
Yeah.
Old boys.
No more jokes.
My friend invited me over for what I thought was a cocktail party.
Oh, no.
But when I got there, I was ushered into a living room and quickly learned I was at an MLM recruitment seminar. What do I do?
The timing of this question
is ridiculous.
As you're telling me how great people
why have
are.
You,
but no, what the timing of this question, while Joey is literally asking, what do I do when I thought I had a friend
yes.
who wasn't my friend?
Yes.
That's what Joey, this is what you just learned.
Yes.
That person who invited you to a cocktail party and did the switcheroo to the multi-level marketing meeting, they ain't your friend.
So I wanted to make that clear in case you haven't heard that term. Jason just said it.
Yes.
You've been invited over to a sales pitch.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to a cocktail party, which means, I mean, they set this thing up with a full-on lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought you in to sell you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We'll dress up. We'll have some drinks. And I'll sell you things.
And, man, this is.
No, Jason, they're not selling you things. They're giving you an opportunity.
That's true. That's true. They want you to also sell things.
I was listening to a podcast going to the background of Tupperware, like the original
Tupperware. Yeah.
Which is still only sold through like catalogs online and then parties, like Tupperware parties.
You're talking about the brand.
The brand Tupperware, right. Not all Tupperware that exists, but the
right.
brand
Tupperware. I've purchased.
Yeah. But no, I mean like.
Non-Tupperware Tupperware.
The real Hold brand on. Tupperware.
So what do you
it
call
It was
this?
Mr. Tupper.
Yeah, what do you call him? You call him Tupperware. The same way you call a Band-Aid, even
and
if it's not by
Kleenex,
Band-Aid.
But what is a Kleenex is a
tissue.
Tissue.
Okay,
it's
so
a tissue.
What is a Tupperware?
What is the real name of a Tupperware?
It's a plastic container.
That's two words. That's too many.
That's not catchy. They should use something like
plasticware.
Plasticware?
Oh, that is. Yeah, wait. Plasticware is like forks and knives.
It's a food storage container. Oh, we're up to three words.
Oh, man.
Look, here's
Tupperware
the thing.
Tupperware did a good thing.
I have had.
Those are good people.
Now, I've never had this exact situation where I showed up at a house and then was sold something because I don't know what I would do there. I would probably get explosive diarrhea and leave. However, I have had the people, the Facebook friends, who you hear from once every 2 years, mostly realtors, and they ask you the pretend questions about your life to lead into, do you have anything? Do you guys looking to sell your house? You looking to buy a house? Do you, trying to sell you something? And there is no worse feeling in the world. And there's nothing I would respect you less for.
Didn't you have, so a while back we played on a flag football team.
Yeah. Yes.
Wasn't there someone on our football team that like kept trying to ensnare you?
And the worst part of that was, is this person pretended to be my friend in real life multiple times. Until finally we connected online so that he could try to recruit me.
We call that a mic.
To be a part of a multi-level marketing scam thing. And the thing is like, on one hand, I understand these people are trying to make a living. And they're told by Mr. Tupper that you need to sell to your friends. Because that's how these companies grow.
And the hard part of it is like...
But man.
But like Tupperware... It's a legit product. Like, Tupperware is good.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's, I mean, you want to store your food in tinfoil, or you want to throw it in a Tupperware or whatever the generic term is.
It's
like,
a great
It's
product.
An actual product.
It's
so
a great product.
There are MLMs out there that are just snake oil.
Right.
But, like, what do you do?
We'll save you money on all of your media
truth.
Bills if you sell our
media.
I'd
probably buy some Tupperware and then leave.
That is what you do.
Most
what I
do
on
do
the
that
list.
For their friend.
No, what I think the pro move is you start selling your own product. You turn it all around and you find
Thank you for coming here today.
Thank you for coming here today. This is my party. Actually, can I talk for a minute, please? And then you get because now you've got a captive audience, and whatever you do, like for me, I'm going to tell them all about the podcast. I'm just going to talk to them. I'm going to maybe draw some things out if they've got a chalkboard, a whiteboard.
Get us some investors.
Get us some investors, some listeners. I mean, whatever you do, you work at T-Mobile, you start selling phones. Because what you're going to say to the friend with your actions is, this is what it feels like. Don't do this.
Look at me. I'm the captain
now. And it's
now.
Different. Your friend wants to sell that and wants to have this Tupperware party. Have a Tupperware party.
Yes.
Bring them over. Let them know. It's the bait and switch that's the problem here, Joey. And I think you need to move on from this.
Yeah, it's not a friend.
The bait and switch is the problem.
Don't ask them how they're doing. Don't just.
The worst part is, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get out of there, right? And this person's not going to be a friend to you. And then all the other people that went to the party are going to buy this product. And then you're going to get home and you're going to be like, man, I wish I had that product.
That product looked pretty sweet,
like,
in that presentation.
All right, next piece of life advice. Jeremy from the website. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right, Al.
Owie.
My wife and I are selling our little car so okay. we can buy a minivan.
All right.
Twins are on the way.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Love Michael Keaton.
We are hoping to use the money from the sale of the car to help pay for the minivan.
Oh, no.
But my sister-in-law needs a car and wants us to give it to her for a family discount. What should we do? This is tough because
this is brutal.
At first, I thought your sister just asked for the car, and if she just straight asked for the car, that's overstepping, in my opinion. Like, to say, "Hey, can I have your car?"
Yes, 100%.
But when it comes to family discount, you're in a real pickle here because now you wanted to sell the vehicle, you wanted to get max money for it, because you really do have a good reason. You want most money because you want to get a minivan.
They're not just switching cars. They're switching car types because a new family is on the way.
But
twins,
yeah.
I'm sure Jason can speak from more experience than me personally.
Twice as many kids, isn't
due
it?
Due to I don't have twins.
Right.
But I've had a child, and having a child is not a cheap endeavor. Now, having two of them at the exact same time, also not cheap.
It's almost more expensive to have
some
two
would say, some
than
would
to
say.
Have one.
Double.
But, yeah.
But the problem is now, like, the conversation of I'd love you to buy it for full price is not a conversation I know how to have. Because you would expect a family member that's selling their vehicle to at least, I mean, maybe consider giving you a discount.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Not presumed. You shouldn't presume that
I
they will.
I hope this question came in minutes before we started recording, because the answer here is, I'm so sorry we already sold it. Why didn't you come to me earlier? I would have given you a smoking deal, but it's already gone. And then you're probably going to have to, in the meantime, make sure you're parking in the garage or down the street until you get this thing traded in. It's really, really tough. And, you know, maybe do the old 1% discount. You know, they'll like, well, I can get this, but
just
give
1%?
It to you for... I mean, it's a really tough situation.
I know we don't give real advice very often.
How dare you?
But the real advice is just be honest with the sister and say, or sister-in-law, oh, great.
Yeah.
Now it's even worse.
Family problems. I always hated that guy.
Sister-in-law? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Because you'd like to be able to say, here's what's happening. We would love to give you a discount, but...
Now it's sister-in-law, which it's you're removed.
I know. The wife has to talk.
My hands are clean this situation.
You're right. Just found the loophole.
When the situation is my parents, when the situation is my siblings, who handles it? I do.
Yeah.
When it's on your side of the family, you get
not
to
your family,
it.
Not your problem. That's what Mama always said.
That's right.
Yeah. So
hey, wife.
Jeremy,
talk to your sister.
Jeremy, your wife has some heavy lifting to
do
here.
Yes, she does.
Well,
and I have no advice for her.
But I would, the only thing I would say is probably not the right approach is what Andy said, which is honesty.
Of course.
Honesty is never the answer.
When you are faced with the decision of honesty versus washing your hands of the situation.
right. I'm saying for the wife now.
Here's your advice, Jeremy. Ask your wife how she's going to handle it.
There you go.
And whatever she says is going to go. Oh, I'm giving it to her for half off. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I guess we're doing that.
All right, DS from Patreon. I'm going to ask my brothers to be my groomsmen. I will tell you this honestly right now, Spitwads. I read Gooseman, and I did not know what that was.
This is a big moment in my life.
You need to protect your butt cheeks.
All right. I'm going to ask my brothers to be my groomsmen. I want to get a unique gift for them that's actually usable. They are 41, 40, and 36. I'm 29. And was an accident.
Okay.
Whoopsies.
All right.
I also read and was in an accident.
Oh, man.
I'm not doing good on this question.
We need to do highway to spell immediately.
So this person that is this person that's been in an accident is looking for some gooseman. No, what should I get for them? So this 29-year-old accident is looking to get some gifts for the groomsmen. And I've heard, people like giving original gifts to the groomsmen. What's the best? How many weddings have you been in, Jason, as a groomsman?
As a groomsman, 2. And I...
Best gift you got?
A fancy bottle of scotch.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good gift.
I would also recommend, like, we've gotten a gift before of a really nice carving, like, super nice knife.
That's a cool gift.
I love nice knives. I'm not talking, like, a switchblade or like hunting, but like a chef's knife. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good gift. What have you been a groomsman before? Do you have friends?
He has many friends, Andy. We don't know them, but he's loaded with friends. He's always talking to them, chatting them up.
Lots of friends that we obviously.
The reason you can't ever get a hold of me.
Very
is
interesting.
Because of all my friends.
Now that I remember this, Mike wasn't. We weren't groomsmen at Mike's wedding.
That's true. That is very true.
That's true. But what, have you been a groomsman others?
I have been a groomsman several times, and I'm trying to think, the coolest gift.
It seems like that's a gift that gets customized. Like it's made for you, like your name's in a knife or something.
And like, honestly, the only one I can remember is the one that is the most recent. Like I can't remember the other gifts, which my friends listen to this podcast. So sorry, fellas, your gifts were not good enough. But the most recent one I was in, Game of Thrones was huge at the time. So he got us all customized, like fancy looking, beer steins where they look like they're made out of wood, and definitely a mug that would have been used at a tavern. In Game of Thrones, and then it had a customized placard for it.
Wouldn't the best gift to give be paying for their tux rentals?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a really nice gift to give groomsmen.
Buy them tuxes.
It's a punishment.
It could be their tuxes.
Sometimes it's a punishment to be in someone's wedding.
It can be.
Can you be in my wedding, but also you're going to need to spend way up on the outfit I'm going to make you wear.
So, knowing you, Mike, you probably did not like being a groomsman.
It was all right. It was my real friends.
Oh, okay.
Spare no expense. I'd pay anything for them.
I'd do anything for them. Anything.
The one where it was...
I'll even ask about their day.
The one where it got out of control. So wedding day, right? We're in this beautiful looking field area. There's flowers. Like you're in a real legit flower garden. And you know what likes flowers?
Bees.
Oh my gosh.
Bees like flowers. And I was up in Vermont, and I don't know what they feed their bees up there.
A lot of honey.
But they, these things are jacked. These things are on
now.
Bee
you had
steroids.
The flower on the lapel, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you have something on your shirt. But I'm up there for the ceremony, and I am surrounded.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
Bees. This was my fear factor, guys. Like I made it through. But I told my friend I would never, ever forgive them for that situation.
Wow. Here's the thing. What about the weddings where they're at another location without airfare covered? Like this wedding, you've been asked to be a groomsman.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's in Hawaii, no airfare.
Congratulations. Like, because you're going to be at my wedding, you're going to have a Hawaii vacation. But you're going to have to pay.
You got to pay for it out of your own pocket. It's interesting that the timing of it, because there was a, I don't know how viral, but viral enough that I saw it, of a gal shared a TikTok of like, we need to normalize this. When you're asking someone to be in your bridal or groom's party, like, lay everything out for them. Don't just come to them with the joy of like, I am bestowing upon you the honor of being in my groom's party. Because
that's it. Do you accept?
Yeah. And not laying out like, this is what it's going to cost. This is where I can help out. It's like, these are real conversations. These are our friends
that we asked to be in the party. Parties should have a lawyer present.
Yeah. You're going to want to moderate it. Make sure that things stay civil and the bills are split right.
It was
right.
Funny because we're coming up on our 15-year anniversary. You're past yours,
I'm
Jason.
Past 15.
I'm past mine.
You're past yours. Just had it this year, right? Or pretty
close. Yes, yeah, it was this year.
And we were watching some TV show, and there was this elaborate wedding and all this stress and all this, you know what comes with a wedding. And my wife just goes, weddings are so stupid. She goes, if we could do it again, I would just do something super small. Like, Mike is the guy on the show that constantly brings up these like traditions and things that we do. Like the idea of some of the wedding traditions, like you're saying, like it's basically called the obligatory cost factory.
Yes.
Because there are things that you have to do. You have to pay a bunch of money for the food. You have to pay a bunch of money for the clothes. You got to pay a bunch of money for the rings. You got to pay a bunch of money for the destination. Like it is, there's no way to do it differently.
You're divorced 2 weeks later.
And yes, Jason, but on top of that, part of the tradition is we have, I guess you could easily chase down the history of this, of the tradition, but the parents of the bride are supposed to foot essentially the whole bill.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you have a child and you happen to have a daughter. Okay, well, now you better start saving up for college and you better start saving up for your daughter's wedding because you're going to have to, like, why are we doing this?
All I know is
what are we doing?
The three of us all have two boys and one girl, and that is the right ratio. We only need to pay for one wedding out of three kids. That's
we did
the
it right.
Good job, fellas.
Genius.
So why? Stop. Yeah.
Also, the answer to the actual question, DS, is automobiles.
Oh, get them an
automobile? Just get them a car.
Thank you.
Will clearly win the day.
I was going to say a couple of months subscription to Xbox Game Pass.
Ah, slightly different than the old Tesla. All right, we're going on. We're going to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, I've always wanted to start a podcast, so this is a good draft. Disney characters to start a podcast with. Jason has the first pick.
And now we have decided this is Disney/Pixar, but that's where it stops.
Yes. Pixar is Disney.
Right.
And Disney is Pixar.
Right. So those two. I have the first pick. I don't know that this is one where it is extremely valuable to have the first, but I do have a 101.
I have a 101.
I wonder if it's the same one. Sometimes when you're starting a podcast, it takes a little bit of luck, a little bit of magic, a little bit of funny. I'm taking the genie, man.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that was not my 101.
I get Robin Williams. I mean, come home, man. My podcast is going to be hilarious. He's got a nice voice to listen to, and he might just wish us to the top of the charts.
I hope you're cool with never ever talking on your own podcast, because the genie, talk about someone who never shuts up, the genie.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
It's very fun for me on the outside to watch people have to interact with the genie and his chaos and his zaniness. I don't know that
you're definitely not going to own the room. That's the genie's room.
If we go to the number one and we're a smash hit, I am fine saying very few words. I will sit back and ride that genie's tail.
You're super cool to be on the Genie and Friends podcast.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're
telling me you
smaller.
Don't want to be you. If Conan was like, "Hey, Mike, you want to come and it'll be the Conan and Friends, and I do most of the talking, but you're part of this," you'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, I know.
Of course I would."
Yeah.
No, it's a good pick. It was on my list.
Okay.
It wasn't my 101.
It wasn't either of your 101s.
No, and the funny thing is Mike says he has a 101 that's just, it's not going to be mine, I'm guessing. But I am going to draft the best voice that's ever existed. It is your 101?
Yeah.
I'm taking Mufasa.
Yep, that was my 101.
I'm taking...
It was so easy, Jason. It was right there!
Mufasa, because...
I want entertainment.
Look, shows are going to ebb and flow. Content ebbs and flows. That voice is forever.
Simba.
Simba.
I mean... Does Conan have some sultry voice?
You
know,
entertainment
sounds stupid.
You know, and here's the thing, Mufasa.
We're building a whole team, though.
Mufasa isn't just voice. Mufasa is wisdom. It's voice and wisdom. You get both in one.
Call me crazy, but I don't want a podcast with a lion in the room. Okay, I don't want to get eaten.
Wait a minute,
you crazy psychopath! You're worried about being talked over. Worried about being lunch.
All right, so I took Mufasa. I'm sorry, Mike. You have two picks, though, to make up for it.
Yeah, okay. So Mufasa was my 101.
Simba.
So, I mean, that voice is just so silky smooth.
Yeah, I mean,
and James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So we're assembling our team here, and I think I'm going to, with at least my first pick, I'm starting it off with a gal. She's known for her voice because her voice is so incredible that a sea witch had to steal her voice.
Oh.
So I'm getting Ariel up in here already.
Do you know how awkward that show is going to be if she's, you know, Ursula takes it for a little while?
Ursula's already been vanquished by Prince whatever. Eric?
I don't know.
I don't know. History tells me it could go out. That's all I'm saying. You've heard my voice go out.
Her voice is good. She's got legs. She's a human now.
Yeah, but she knows nothing. She doesn't even know, what a fork is.
It's important you mention the legs thing because Jason was going to be like, I don't want a mermaid in my podcast studio around.
You want me to record underwater? What are we even doing here?
She may not know a ton about the human world, but she's inquisitive. She's excited. She wants to learn.
Oh, because it could be stuff you should know?
Yes, and she's there.
Stuff I don't know?
She's there with
Ariel. Stuff I don't know with Ariel?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. All right, now I'm going to get someone else with a silky smooth voice.
Okay, so we're going.
Which he's definitely not known for that, but he absolutely crushes in this role. He's witty. He's wise. And I'm going with Maui. I am taking the Rock. Like I said, not known for his voice, but as Maui,
absolutely.
That's a pretty silky smooth voice that's going on there.
I don't have him on my list.
Well, you can't draft him now because I took him.
So it doesn't matter.
Yes,
but I think that's a good pick. I mean, that's
he's entertaining. Yeah. He knows things that he could teach Ariel.
Right.
They can talk about water.
Sure. They got that in common?
That is true.
The bond that unites?
Hope you're podcasting from an island.
All right. I'm in between a couple of picks here. I figure I'm building a podcast team, and there are roles to be played.
Yes.
Mufasa, he's got the voice. He's a stabilizing, wise leader. But look, every podcast has a know-it-all. And every podcast has somebody that just... They have to get their words in, and Buzz Lightyear is my pick. I'm taking Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, because, look, you give advice with conviction. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. And he has conviction with what he's saying.
He has turned it around by
the end?
Yeah. Yeah, he's kinder and gentler and way more boring.
So...
So, you know, you probably get a boring guy who realizes now he's never been to the stars or to infinity or beyond.
Look, that's why Mufasa's there, to help him work through it.
I'm thinking back through it. It's Tim Allen is the voice, and Tim Allen is known as the funny guy.
He's hysterical.
Is he ever funny in Toy Story?
No. No, Buzz Lightyear is not a funny character. He's too serious.
Okay.
He's not the comedy when
he gets the Spanish mode flipped on.
Oh, that
in
is
Toy
pretty
Story
good.
3 is pretty solid.
But that's not him doing.
No,
it.
No,
but see,
it is.
You guys don't understand. The benefit of having Buzz there is for the other host to be able to play off of him. He's always the straight man. He's always giving the advice with such conviction that everybody else is making a joke at his expense. He doesn't even know it.
Mufasa will have some
Mufasa. I mean, that's who Buzz knows.
We'll have some fatherly advice correcting him all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I the only one that heard Moon Fossa?
No, I heard it.
Okay.
All right.
Did I say poop? I did not say poop Fossa.
Oh.
There's no way I said poop Fossa.
Whoops.
All right, you're back.
All right. Well, this is great news for me. I ordered my list. At least I had a top three on my order. And all three are available. This is going to be a smash success podcast. My podcast is all about entertainment, okay? I'm not making, you know, stuff I don't know with Ariel or how to correct Buzz Lightyear. I'm going to have the most entertaining podcast. My second pick is Olaf. Josh Gad.
He's on my list.
I'm going to have a hysterical time.
I was hoping Olaf would make it back.
I mean, the genie and Olaf together, you're just going to be cracking up, having a fun time.
It's wild and zany,
man. It's going to be chaos.
Oh, you think it's chaos now? Just wait. Because I'm throwing some lighter fluid in here because someone is not going to take
Lumiere.
This is good. It's not going to take no guff from the genie, no guff from Olaf.
Oh.
They're going to get real, real serious. They're going to be mean spirited, and it's going to be like a train wreck you can't not watch. You're going to have to put this podcast on. She's big right now. Cruella de Vil.
Okay.
Cruella de Vil is coming on board. And you're just not going to be able to not listen to this argument that she has with these two funny guys.
Now,
let me be clear. Are you on the show with these people? I mean, you're starting it with them, right?
Yes, you're on the podcast.
Good luck getting paid, Jason. You think Cruella's not going to launder some of that money?
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not realize I was on the podcast.
You didn't
I
realize?
I thought that I'm just putting together a...
Hold on. Disney characters to start a podcast with.
Yeah, I was like producer. These are the guys I'm starting the podcast with.
You can produce it. That's
fine.
But you're really big into like animal coats, though?
Look, that lion coat, Mufasa, is looking real good over there.
Also, that may or may not be true. We have a new...
Oh, that's right.
We have a new canon for Cruella.
I have not seen it yet.
It's very good.
It's a new one.
It's good, man.
I get a pick again, right?
You do?
Yes, you do.
Huh. Well, I think I've committed to the wisdom pod. Like, there are genres of podcasts. Jason's is clearly entertainment, zany, wild. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen. You turn it on to find out. But there's stuff that I don't know with Ariel. There's mm-hmm. informational. Mine is leaning itself towards the wisdom side of things with Mufasa, with Buzz. So I'm going to stay in that vein. I want people to tune in because they're going to hear how to make their life better with the wisest folks out there. So I'm taking Merlin.
Okay.
Oh. I'm taking Merlin the wizard.
That's good.
How often do you listen to, Jason, right now, how many wizards do you listen to on a podcast?
Not enough.
And lions?
I've got zero in my
library.
Yeah,
exactly.
Merlin.
We're bringing a team of wise folk
together. I didn't go back that far in my mental research. Like, I didn't think about the old classics, but Merlin's great. This is going to be a super...
I'm interested.
Informative, boring podcast that you have.
You're gonna have you're gonna have to stick the landing with number four.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
The wisest of all Disney characters.
All right, I have a few people here on my list. So I got Maui and Ariel. All right, I'm gonna get the look. I like snide. I like sarcasm, and this particular fella. Is incredibly witty. I don't think you have no idea who I'm talking about right here, Jay. But incredibly witty. So he's going to be my my comic relief. But it's not genie in your face.
Sure.
Comic relief. It's you gotta keep up, or you're going to be left in the dust. I'm going to take Jason Bateman, Nick the Fox from Zootopia.
Huh.
It could be a good pick.
You've never seen Zootopia?
It could be a good pick.
Oh,
I'd have
to
see that movie first.
You've never seen Zootopia?
No.
Brother.
I forgot that's Disney. That was my issue. I know Nick the Fox,
okay.
But I was thinking, wasn't that like DreamWorks or something?
No, that was
that's
Disney.
That's a Disney film.
That is a Disney movie.
But it's not Pixar, no, so that's where it's like...
It's like Frozen.
Right.
It's Disney.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
It's under the radar. It's fantastic. If you've never seen Zootopia with your family, ladies and gentlemen,
You already know Bateman can podcast.
Yes.
So you're good
true.
There.
He's got the skills, and he is just enough humor for my podcast. And my
that
last
would have been a really good pick to stick the landing for Andy's, but he can't get him now.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
He's gone.
He wasn't on the list.
Well, you've never seen the movie.
Right.
So my fourth character, and I've got to take the – I'm producing just like Jason is, and I see a lot of myself – a lot of what I bring to this podcast and the Fantasy Footballers podcast is I am here just to laugh. I am the laugh track for our shows. I am an easy – I'm admittedly an easy laugh. I'm proud of it. I don't care. I like to laugh. It's very,
you're an easy
I
laugh.
Love your laugh.
Yeah. It's very fun. And what we know, or like, I mean, I know this too. When people laugh, you just start laughing mm-hmm. with them. It's having a good time. And what other better person to have just be on my show to laugh than Goofy? Mm-hmm. I will be taking the master of the laugh.
Okay, that makes sense.
I will be taking Goofy to. He's not going to talk. He's just going to sit.
That's good. Would be very annoying.
I wonder if that would get old or not.
Oh, never.
So wait, who's your full podcast team? So now you're on the show.
I'm producing just
okay,
like Jason.
You're producing.
I could be on it too, but
no, I get it. You're putting the team together.
I got Ariel, got the Golden Pipes, Maui, little silky, keeping that hair silky smooth. Got Nick the Fox for my sarcastic humor related bits, and then Goofy just to laugh. That's all he's doing.
All right. I have a hard time with this final pick. I'm between two.
I have the perfect pick for you.
Oh, man. I have so many perfect picks for him.
But here's the thing. The way I'm looking at – yeah, because you want me to go down.
Mickey Mouse.
I know. I brought up the – I have the wisdom, right? Mufasa, Merlin. I've got the straight shooter, thinks he knows everything, Buzz Lightyear. But podcasts have to have somebody to be inquisitive and curious and try to bring up these topics that need advice. If everybody's just given advice and nobody needs it, nobody ever brings up all these topics. Like, I don't think Mufasa's bringing these things up. You got to bring it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I need somebody curious. I need somebody that has endless energy. I need somebody that is smart and can seek answers. So I'm going to go with Anna.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's not a bad landing.
No.
She's endless energy. She'll bring questions
and
some answers. She'll press them she's not going to settle for just token answer from Mufasa or Merlin. She's going to say, "No, that doesn't make
sense. Everything the light touches, Mufasa."
That's right.
I'm going to need to be a little bit more specific.
Thank you.
Very generalized.
That's exactly what she'll do. She will bring endless energy and information to the
how
podcast.
How does the light touch everything but that one area?
Yeah.
Where do we live?
Yeah.
It's hard.
How do the elephants die?
All right. Okay. So that's not a bad stick to the landing.
I know who your last one should be.
Well,
Jason.
My team. So I'm looking. I got the genie. I got Olaf. I got Cruella de Vil. So I've already got this crazy group. Hard to get a word in edgewise. And the two people that are next on my list, I don't think I can do because I think it would just be shouting over everyone, which was anger from
Inside Out.
From Inside Out and the Mad Hatter. Which would just become a nightmare.
Can I make one more suggestion for you?
You can. I think I already know where I'm going, but let's hear what your suggestion is.
I didn't take it in hopes that you would take it. Iago. you want to die?
Yeah, I would.
What's the name of that actor?
Who
played? Is that Gilbert?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Godfrey.
You need him in the mix.
I would rather be dead. Then listen to a show with Gilbert Godfrey that is just audio. I think I need someone who still has a lot of character, but can also handle, you know, managing some monsters here. Okay? And there ain't no better manager of monsters than Mike Wazowski himself.
Oh.
So I think he's probably my last pick is probably gonna be the host of the show. With these three crazy cuckoo characters.
So wait, am I the Mike?
Are you the...
Mike Wazowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the Mike Wazowski.
One are you?
Olaf? Sure, Olaf, Sully. Oh, wait, are you talking just from my crew?
Yeah.
I'm giving myself a genie. What are you talking about?
We obviously have a perfect mix here. I just imagine what roles we're filling. Mike is goofy, clearly. Yes,
Mike's Cruella de Vil. What are you talking about?
All right, so you have Jeannie Olaf, Cruella de Vil, and Mike Wazowski. Mike has Ariel, Maui. What's that character?
Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde and Goofy. I have Mufasa, Buzz, Merlin, and Anna.
You know one character I want to give a shout out. It should be so great for a podcast, but she doesn't have the name recognition for the polls. And so
neither does Nick Wilde, but I took
agreed.
Sure, but Edna Mode.
Oh, yes.
The costumer from The Incredibles.
Darling.
Oh, man. Her and Cruella?
If you put her as your fourth pick,
yeah.
I mean, that would be a mad tea party.
That would be, yeah. The Mad Hatter is just there by proxy.
I thought about working, like you did Cruella, I thought about working Captain Hook into the mix.
Ursula also would have been, I mean, you got to have a couple villains on your podcast.
See, I thought for Andy, I thought you put Remy. From the rat from Ratatouille.
For more, like, in the wisdom realm?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that guy knows some stuff. And his articulation. Yeah, but the articulation of being able to describe things, like when he's talking about mixing flavors, I actually care.
Al said Grandma Willow from Pocahontas. Could have put her in there.
I never saw Pocahontas. That movie, you know how when you're
What's
when
you're Moana's kid? Grandmother's name, too? Oh, all the grandmas are so wise.
Oh, the
water is mischievous.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
She was
Moana's
awesome.
Grandmother was amazing.
That movie's so underrated.
That movie is so underrated. It's got to be like top five, and it's just always talked about as good, but it's never in those top lists.
Yeah, it's one of my faves.
All right, that is the draft.
What did we learn today?
Well, I know what Andy and I learned today. We learned that this
is together here, yeah.
We learned that Mike is not... our friend.
Yeah, and we learned it.
No,
learned it like
I'm sorry. We learned that. Thank you for correcting me. Because you are our friend. We are not Mike's friend.
And we learned it in the Band-Aid ripping off kind of way.
Okay. And I learned, I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I learned a whole bunch of things of how to not bite your cheek.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you become a squirrel, and don't bite when you're not eating.
You can thank me later, Spitwads. When you've got a bite on your cheek, you're like... Oh, my gosh.
I think we'll have a lot of feedback today. Twitter, @SpitballersPod, if you want to talk to us about our picks or our cheeks.
Goodbye.
Bit cheap.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out SpitballersPod.com.